Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Football set for a big year. Year two of Hugh Freeze is upcoming, and of course, Auburn continuing preparations here this spring. These are my best and worst case scenarios for year two of the Hugh Freeze era on the planes. And guys, let me preface, these are realistic best and worst case scenarios. So we're not saying, oh, worst case is 0-12, best case is 12-0. Realistically, what's the floor and what's the ceiling for Auburn football this fall? And guys, we pull up Auburn's schedule. And as you take a look, things get started with three straight non-conference games. You kick off conference play against the Arkansas Razorbacks at home, Oklahoma at home. You got a pair of tough road games or three straight tough road games, Georgia, Mizzou, Kentucky. Then you get Vandy. Then you got UL Monroe, Texas A&M at home, and then at Alabama to close out the 2024 season. Guys, we will start with the best case scenario. And we did a segment on this, guys, late last week. And I feel very similarly as our contributor, Cole Thompson, who produced that video, that Auburn is very much a boom or bust team in 2024, meaning that I think both the ceiling and the floor, there was a large gap there. There was a wide range of possibilities of what Auburn football could be. Because here's the kicker, guys. You look at the way that Auburn has recruited, what they did in the transfer portal, and you look at Hugh Freeze's history as a head coach as well. Most, if not all, his teams take a major jump in year two. And when you look at the best case scenario, Hugh Freeze taking over the offense, right? I know many of us are not thrilled that Peyton Thorne is back, but if Hugh Freeze can be that quarterback whisperer, if he can get the most out of Peyton Thorne, or, guys, if Auburn, when this spring portal window opens up, maybe they're not done. Maybe Hugh Freeze looks around and says, you know what? We don't love our situation, or we just want to bring in some more competition. You might see Auburn go out there and get another quarterback. Best case scenario, maybe Cam Coleman turns into that dude at the wide receiver position. It gives another threat on the offensive side. The defense takes a step forward in year two with Hugh Freeze. And then, guys, you look at the schedule, like I mentioned. You take down Cal in week two in this game being at home. And you think about last year, guys. This is a team that almost beat Georgia and Alabama. Should have beaten Alabama. It was a year that was marred with the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, right? The New Mexico State game and the game against Maryland in the bowl game, right? But you got a chance at some early momentum. You can get to 3-0. You can get to 4-0 with that game against Oklahoma looming to close out September. And guys, you get Oklahoma in the jungle. You never know what might happen at Jordan-Hare. Could we see a 5-0 start from Auburn? Guys, my best case scenario for the Auburn Tigers in 2024, prepare yourselves, 10-2. And again, this is best case. I'm not locking this in as a prediction. This is assuming everything works out, right? Because there's going to be a number of questions for this Auburn team and everybody else coming in. This is assuming those question marks, for the most part, work out in the positive. But you build some momentum early. You might start 5-0. Winning at Georgia is going to be tough. At Mizzou, who knows? At Kentucky, who knows? Those are toss-ups. You got Vandy and UL Monroe. Those should be wins. You get a first-year head coach in Texas A&M. At home, and then you got that game, guys, at Bama. I mean, you almost beat Bama last year. I know that game was at Jordan-Hare, but who knows what Bama is going to be. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. 10 wins sounds crazy, I know, but guys, with the way the schedule sets up and the opportunity to build momentum and a team that'll be gaining confidence, a quarterback and an offense that'll be gaining confidence, I'm not saying it's likely, but I do think the ceiling, and if Auburn's going to boom, I think they very well could be a dark horse college football playoff contender. Now, let's talk worst case scenario, okay? Things work out in the negative. All these question marks, right? They go the way that Auburn folks, Auburn faithful, hoping they don't go, right? Peyton Thorne's Peyton Thorne, which he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the SEC last year. Let's call it for what it is, right? One of the worst quarterbacks in the league. He stays the same. For whatever reason, Hugh Freeze sticks with Peyton Thorne start to finish, and Peyton Thorne is more of the same of what we saw a season ago. Cam Coleman's not quite ready to make that impact on the outside, right? The Auburn offense just flat out stalls like it did last year. And the schedule shows its teeth, and we see more of the same from Auburn last year where, again, such a volatile group, right? At their best, could have beaten Georgia, should have beaten Bama. At their worst, lost to New Mexico State on the home field and got embarrassed by Maryland in that bowl game. You lost to Cal last year. If you lose that game week two, guys, I think that's where the worst case scenario starts to come into play. You lose that game week two to Cal, I think worst case, that's where things can really, really turn for the negative, right? Because Arkansas could even be a sneaky trap game. Oklahoma is going to be tough. Road trips to Georgia, Mizzou, even Kentucky, enough said, right? You're going to handle Vandy. You're going to handle UM Monroe. So I look at this schedule, guys. There should be four kick-in wins. Bama, New Mexico, Vandy, and La Monroe. Outside of that, do you throw Arkansas in there as a likely win? Do you throw Cal in as a likely win? The rest are toss-ups, really, truly. The rest are toss-ups. Even Texas A&M, who I think is going to be a sneaky good club this year, right? The road games are tough. All that being said, though, I think the worst-case scenario, guys, year two of Hugh Freeze, taking over the play calling, this team should be improved. Year two of Hugh Freeze, I'm going worst-case scenario at 6-6. I think worst-case, this is a team that makes a bowl game. At 6-6, I think it's going to be a lot like year one. Very volatile, very up and down, very inconsistent. I don't think Auburn fans would be thrilled with that, nor should they be. But I don't think the floor is missing a bowl game. I don't. Because, again, you got four built-in wins in this schedule. Which I say built-in. I mean, we probably said New Mexico State was a built-in win last year. And sure enough, you didn't win that game. But I think it's safe to say you got four built-in wins. It was Alabama, A&M, New Mexico, La Monroe, and Vandy. Right? Can you beat Arkansas on the home field? That's five. Can you beat Cal at home? That's six. What's Kentucky going to be, right? What's A&M going to be year one of a new head coach? So I don't think below six. I think Auburn's going to go to a bowl game at minimum this year, but the worst case certainly going to fall below the expectations of what Auburn fans want in year two of Hugh Freeze. So truly, boom or bust, it applies to Auburn football in year two of Hugh Freeze. My best case and worst case scenarios for Auburn. Best case 10-2, worst case 6-6. How would you label the best case and worst case for what Hugh Freeze and this Auburn football program will do in the 2024 season?
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.